It is letter time. Almost none of you who wrote had anything good to say about yesterday's interview with former United Nations Ambassador John Bolton. He said former President Bill Clinton's trip to North Korea to win the freedom of two American journalists set a dangerous precedent.
We're all delighted that the two reporters have been released, but any president needs to think beyond the immediate humanitarian need and consider the risk that he might be causing to other Americans in other circumstances by encouraging rogue states or terrorists from doing this sort of thing.
Many of you wondered why we talked with Bolton. John Wagner of Montpelier, Vermont, wrote this. I am sure you think it's quote-unquote balanced to have someone like John Bolton on the show, but honestly, how can you expect reasonable people to agree that he deserves a national audience for what are nothing short of ideological rants?
Others pointed out that Bolton was never confirmed by the Senate for his Bush administration post at the UN. Shane Williams of Santa Barbara, California, summed up the overwhelming majority of emails with this statement: NPR, you should be better than this.
Okay, moving on. There was some positive feedback, especially for our story on the Guggenheim Museum, which opened a half century ago in New York, just after its architect's death.
Controversy, on which he thrived in life, follows Frank Lloyd Wright to his grave with the opening of the cylindrical Guggenheim Museum in New York City. It's being called an inverted oatmeal dish, a hot cross bun, a washing machine. But the great American architect, before his death last spring, described it as an archeesium.
The building's continuous upward spiral rises seven stories without a staircase. It broke the architectural convention of first floor, second floor, and so on. These days, the Guggenheim is revered as ahead of its time.
Suzanne Childs of Portland, Oregon, sent us this memory. In 1970, I was a college student in Birmingham, Alabama, and I took my first trip to New York. I saw Sondheim's company and went to the Guggenheim, which was a revelation. Little did I know that in a few years I would be working in another Frank Lloyd Wright building, the Dallas Theater Center. To this day, buildings with 90-degree angles seem quite ordinary.
Thank you to everyone who wrote in. You can do the same at npr.org. Click on Contact Us. It's at the bottom of the page.